All right, welcome to the situation update for Monday, April 12th, 2021. This is Mike Adams here. We've got something very, very unusual planned for you here today. Okay, to my editor, go ahead and roll the video. So what you're looking at here is my digital microscope, and I've been filming experiments in the morphology of crystallography. And what you're seeing here, some videos I took over the weekend, of a melted xylitol solution reforming into a crystal shape. It's taking advantage of what's called morphic resonance or morphic fields, a concept that was pioneered by Rupert Sheldrake. And I'll be talking about this in my upcoming presentation and my new audiobook that's due out in a couple of weeks called The Contagious Mind. That's going to be a free download for you. But what you're looking at is, without 5G, a xylitol crystal taking shape. And I want you to notice that it is symmetrical. It looks beautiful. It looks like a flower. And this video is speeded up. It's slower than this in real time. But this is video that I took myself on my microscope. Now we're going to show you shortly here what happens when you have a 4G cell phone nearby. Now, I don't have a 5G cell phone, so I couldn't test 5G, but you're about to see what happens with 4G. And we're going to go through this a couple times, but here we go. Now with 4G, notice the chaos of this shape. It's no longer symmetrical, no longer looks like a flower. It looks chaotic. It looks incoherent. It looks like noise. And this is nothing but cell phones. We actually had two cell phones, both transmitting. One was calling the other, so they were both transmitting to the cell towers. And these are the shapes that it's forming. Again, this is speeded up somewhat, but this is actually how it looks under the microscope. And again, these are xylitol crystals, which are made of nothing but carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. So there's no crazy elements in here. It's just common elements, but they're forming a shape, a morphology that is disturbed by the 4G cell signals. Notice the jagged edges, especially on the top left. They're totally jagged. The center is completely disrupted. There, I zoomed out a little bit to show you more. It's fragmented. It looks like shattered glass. And this is what happens in your body when you're exposed to 4G cell phone signals. Now we're going back to without 4G. I wanted to show you this collision of two different xylitol crystal formations. But this is without 4G, so notice it still looks symmetrical. So this is a nice shape. You see that it's moving in a linear fashion. It has well-defined peaks. And even when these two crystals collide, they don't take on a look like something is diseased. They simply integrate with each other and continue to form. Now, it turns out that molecules have access to a morphology. It's kind of a cosmic memory system. I call it God's cloud storage. And that's part of what I'm speaking about at the Tulsa event soon. And it's also what my book is about, The Contagious Mind. So you're actually watching sort of the fabric of the cosmos being read by xylitol molecules as they form crystals. Now we're going to show you with 4G again. So every time we applied 4G noise to one of these crystals, or to the whole plate, actually, we started to get very disharmonious, chaotic shapes. And this shape, I call it the, this is like some kind of weird alien ship looking thing, like a Klingon ship or something. And you notice, again, it's asymmetrical. And there are some elements in here that we're going to zoom in on later. I'm going to show you high-res images. Oh, did you see that flash? What's amazing about crystallography is that it creates structure from nothing. Just boom, it just comes into existence. And you're seeing like little lightning strikes, little striations on the on the top right, behind that cheese grater looking thing. I don't know what that is, but look at the whole molecule. It looks like a claw or a pincher or kind of a something that might bite you, you know? And look at all the noise, almost a mold-like substance in the center of this molecule. It looks dirty. It looks fractured. There was the bottom left. It just had like an internal shattering. That's because of 4G. So I'm going to show you some still photos of that. This is a high-res still image of that molecule, that crystal. Now, inside, we found these bubble striations, which were in this odd pattern that we normally don't see in other crystals without 4G interference. So this was something that was very unexpected. At first, it looked kind of like alien writing or something. But look at these patterns. I've never seen that in other crystals. Now here is these straight lines that are cut and slashed by these, I call them lightning strikes. So this is showing that it started with a pattern, but then, you know, the pattern is kind of sliced by these energy strikes of some kind that alter the morphology as the crystals are forming. And then what do we have here next? Okay, yeah, this is another crystal that we found with 4G exposure, and you see that it looks kind of shattered, especially look at that bottom edge. It's not at all symmetrical. It's not clean. There's something that's shattered about this because of the energy of the cell phones. Check this out. This looks like a kind of like a cancer tumor. You can see this dirty vein of something in the center. I don't know even what that is. That was as much as we could zoom in on it in this case. And it just looks shattered. It's asymmetrical. It looks like chaos. It looks noisy. Again, exposure to 4G. Now, this next one shows you we found something that looks like kind of like a tumor on the edge of a crystal. You see this kind of tumor thing. We're going to zoom in on that in a bit. And notice the disharmony or the incoherence, the noise factor of suddenly this kind of crystalline tumor started forming on the edge of this otherwise pretty symmetrical looking crystal. So for this next slide, we zoom in on that tumor just to show you, look at that, it's disharmonious, right? It doesn't have a clear center. It doesn't have a flower pattern. It's just like random spikes and randomness and noise, because that's, you know, that's what the 4G cell signal really is. It's just is creating noise. And the energy of the mobile phones is causing this disharmony as these molecules are trying to read the morphic fields in order to create the proper structure, but they're unable to because of this interference. So look at this one. Look at all the kind of noise and dirt in the background. Just look beyond the surface layer, and behind it are all these kind of dark gray and black striations and internal cuts and fissures and things like that. And also this one has quite a bit of asymmetry as well. So this goes to show you kind of what happens when you're using cell phones, and this wasn't even 5G, which is actually putting more energy into your biology. Now, to my editor here, go ahead and just roll that again, or you can show some of the photos of me. Yeah, show the photo. I just took a bag of xylitol and I poured it into this glass container, and I added at first just a little bit of water to kind of make a slurry, and then I cooked it into a syrup, and I boiled off the water, and it was deionized water, by the way, to be very, you know, very pure. And then I started the process. So go ahead and just roll that entire video again, and I'm going to keep explaining to the audience, just start from the very beginning, we'll explain to the audience sort of what all this means, why this matters. So a lot of my research right now is looking at these morphic fields, which are fields that contain structure and information in the universe. And they're part of the cosmic reality. And all conscious beings, including, by the way, non-conscious molecules, have the ability to both access this information and to to contribute to it. Now, what's shocking about this is that in the 1800s, xylitol would not form the crystals that you're seeing right now. In the 1800s, xylitol, it was known to be only a liquid. It began to form these crystals in, let's see, the 1920s, I believe it was. Let me bring up actually what year it was. Just a second. Here we go. McCrone, Woodard and McCrone. Yeah, in 1941, it began to form crystals. And that crystal form would melt at 61 degrees Celsius. And then later on, it began to form a new polymorphism, a new crystalline form that would melt above 90 degrees Celsius. And what happened was the minute xylitol began to form this new structure, all the xylitol in all the labs everywhere around the world began to behave in the same way. So in other words, it's as if the xylitol in one lab formed a new memory, and then that memory was suddenly imprinted into the morphic fields, which is kind of a cosmic consciousness. And suddenly that polymorphism, which is a structural expression of that molecule, was suddenly available as a template for all other xylitol crystals around the world. And then all other labs could only make the new form of xylitol. None of them could make the original form anymore that would melt at 61 degrees Celsius. And I confirmed this. This does not melt at 61. You have to get it considerably hotter to melt. So there was, two scientists, Woodard and McCrone, that wrote an article in the Journal of Applied Crystallography in 1975. And they called it Unusual Crystallization Behavior. And they reported that while many crystals and compounds, including, by the way, antibiotics, had behaved respectively, they said, for many months or years, and then all of a sudden a new form, a new polymorphism, or what they called a nucleation, would appear in a lab somewhere. And then nobody anywhere in the world could make the old form again. Suddenly, it became a globally shared template of structure. As McCrone wrote, quote, "We've been able to find a large number of parallel cases. It seems to us important that crystallographers recognize this phenomenon. It is apparently widespread. Most interesting to us is the fact that once one laboratory has recrystallized a compound, either for the first time or in a more stable form, other laboratories were able to do so." And then this was found to be true with beta D mannose and molybios, turanose, levulose. These are all different types of sugars, and glycerin. And then, as Sheldrake writes in his book, it was also true with ritonavir, which is an AIDS drug. It was made by Abbott Laboratories. And one day, ritonavir started to crystallize in a new form, and it would never go back to the old form. And Abbott Laboratories launched a crash program to try to get the original polymorph back, and they were unable to do so. And they ended up having to pull the drug off the market. It cost them $250 million in losses in the year they pulled it, and they had to reformulate it into a liquid form because they could never have it go back to the original polymorphism. So the upshot of this is that, and I know this sounds outlandish at first, but I'm going to explain it all in my audiobook, and also Rupert Sheldrake, of course, is the pioneer thinker in all of this, and he explained it in his books, Morphic Resonance, A New Science of Life, The Presence of the Past, and what else does he have? Science Set Free. All excellent books. But the truth is, folks, molecules, I wouldn't say they have memories. That's not the right way to say it. It appears that way, but they don't have memories. Instead, they read from a cosmic memory, a cosmic database, you might say. Again, I call it God's cloud storage system. There's a record of molecules and structures that's in the cosmic consciousness, you might say. It's built into the fabric of the cosmos. And when one lab is able to create a new polymorphic form of especially crystalline structure, then it affects all other labs all around the world. Now, you may have heard of this in terms of human knowledge and consciousness. You may have heard of the concept of the 100th monkey. It's exactly the same thing. In fact, it's the same thing. And I will explain that in my audiobook, The Contagious Mind. So what I'm giving you here today is really just a teaser of this, just to kind of show you a little bit about what this is. And, you know, I would have found this hard to believe myself, which is why I decided, I mean, when I was reading in Sheldrake's books and he's talking about xylitol and it was forming different crystals, and I said, hey, guess what? I mean, I have a lab. I have a digital microscope that can take video, and I have xylitol. That's not hard to get. So let's do this. Let's melt it. Let's watch it crystallize. Let's put it under the microscope. And then I said, well, heck, let's just try cell phone noise. And this is the result of what you're seeing right now. So this is the beginning of a lot of experiments that are going to be coming your way. So number one, this is what I'm talking about coming up this Friday in Tulsa, is this topic. My speech is called The Contagious Mind. And I have a series of experiments that I'm going to be conducting on this. I probably won't go into details about what they all are, but we're going to look at coherence of crystallography. We're going to look at polymorphism in the presence of certain, interference vectors or contaminants, things that, humans might be subjected to. So we're going to be able to show you visually, you know, what happens when you hold a cell phone up next to your brain. What happens to the water molecules or the fat molecules or maybe other minerals or elements in certain forms in your blood? What happens maybe to your red blood cells? Why do so many people have trouble breathing right now? What's going on with peroxynitrite production upon exposure to 5G signals? Why are people dying so suddenly after taking the COVID vaccine? Right, a lot of questions that need to be asked and answered. And it turns out that there is a blueprint for perfect health. There's a blueprint for you to have a perfect immune system. There's a blueprint in place for you to have perfect neurology, to have a genius mind, and to have incredible creativity, and to be able to tap into the cosmos and to receive and transmit knowledge without having to use any technology at all. Just by using the natural phenomenon of morphic resonance, which is natural. It's not supernatural. It's not psychic. It's not a miracle. It's just another law of nature, just like gravity or the weak nuclear force or electromagnetism. It's just another way that the universe communicates, or I should say the universe remembers its own structure, you know, cosmological constants and so on. How does our universe remember what the laws are supposed to be? Well, there's a template for it, and morphic resonance describes this template. So you're going to get some incredible exclusive information. You're going to get some video microscopy coming out of my lab. I'm doing all this work myself. You're going to get some just mind-blowing information in the weeks ahead. So I want to encourage you to first tune in to the live speech coming up. It's called the Thrive Time Show. And I'm speaking for 30 minutes along with many others this Friday. It's going to be broadcast live for free at brighteon.com, assuming our streaming engine holds up under the weight of all the viewers. And then after that, the audiobook will be available at thecontagiousmind.com. More importantly, I'm doing more video microscopy of not only xylitol crystals, but other substances and other contaminants. And I will be posting those videos as they are available on brighteon.com. I have also been sent from several different people COVID swabs. So COVID nasal swabs, and they are some scary looking things. Wait till you see those videos and photos, it's yeah, it's like an episode of Aliens or something going on in there. So I'll be bringing you that information, and you're going to be able to see it with your own eyes. That's why I love being able to show you this on a microscope, just to show you with your own two eyes what it's like. And, you know, in case you're wondering, you know, these aren't videos that I got from anyone else. I took these videos myself. This is my microscope. These are my files. You can trust it straight from me. This is what it is. And it's just straight up xylitol. You could do this yourself if you have, you know, a microscope like this. Maybe, I mean, you can get microscopes for a lot less money than what I paid for this. I think this was like a $50,000 microscope or something, but you can get them, you know, you can buy a $500 microscope and kind of see many of the same things yourself. You can do this yourself. That's what's amazing about it. So I'm not going to go into the regular news today, you know, for the situation update news. I have a lot of notes and so on, but when I started getting these videos done and these images, I just said, you know what? The news doesn't even matter compared to this. We're on to something huge here. This involves consciousness. This involves information that's imprinted in the cosmos. This even gives us a way to bypass censorship, which I'll talk about in my audiobook. This is kind of like God's internet, you might say, or God's cloud storage. This is something truly amazing. And I'm going to be focused on this for quite a while and bringing you information that you just absolutely won't hear or see anywhere else whatsoever. So feel free to share this video. You're free to repost it. You can use these images. I'll be putting out a lot more of this in the weeks and months ahead. You're about to see a whole new level of reality that you may have never known existed. I mean, just let me just mention one more thing here. To my editor, go back to the video and start at 12 seconds on my mark. 3, 2, 1, go. Okay, now, as you're watching, remember, this is without 4G. This is a crystal that's forming. I want you to notice something really shocking here. You notice little flashes of light? Do you see the little flashes? There's a bunch of them. There are also physical structures that appear and then vanish. And I've got a video coming up that's going to show you those zoomed in, but you can see some of them here if you pay attention and watch it multiple times. You'll see little flashes of structures, like in the movie Fight Club, you know, they're flashing like frames. What's happening is there are physical structures appearing instantaneously that do not match the morphic fields for xylitol. And then those structures are eliminated. So you're actually watching the materialization and dematerialization of molecular chains. And I don't know of anyone else that has taken a video recording to this to be able to show you these things, but just watch this sequence multiple times and you will be shocked at what you see. Okay, we're almost to the end of this crystal. Okay, to my editor, go back to the beginning, start it over at 12 seconds. Let's watch that again. If you really pay attention, you'll see that many times there are lights, little sparks of lights before a physical structure comes into existence around the edges of this. You'll also notice that this is not zooming into a crystal. The center is stable. This is the crystal itself expanding and growing and creating new structure around its perimeter as it is reading from the morphic fields to know what kind of morphology to grow into. This is the same way a salamander regrows a limb that is cut off. This is the same way a human baby grows into a human being from just an embryo. This is using morphic resonance information to create form, to rearrange matter in a way that requires no special technology, requires no special instructions, doesn't require an mRNA vaccine or any of that nonsense. This is straight from God to the material universe. It's just as straight as it could be. What's the quote? And from the word came the flesh. I forgot the exact quote of that, but I think that's in John chapter 1. Let me see if I can find that, actually. I'm going to give you the right quote. The word became flesh. Yeah, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. That is, until 4G came along and cell phones are screwing it all up. But without the chaos interference, you can see the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. That's John chapter 1, verse 5. The word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. So this is some biblical stuff you're watching here, actually. And we've only scratched the surface. It gets way deeper than anything I've mentioned here. All right, so that's the situation update for today. That's the situation. You're living in a universe that works in a way that you may have never imagined. And it's right in front of us, and we can see it with our own eyes. Only if we're willing to look. But we've got to get away from the chaos and the noise of technology and social media and all that garbage and the cell phones and the heavy metals, you know, and all the pesticides and the things that mess with your brain and the fake news and the COVID terrorism fear campaigns by CNN. You got to get away from that if you want to get closer to God. I'm going to show you how in The Contagious Mind. So thanks for watching and listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. There's a lot more coming. Stay tuned at naturalnews.com.